Welcome everyone back to WMUC Digital College Park. This is Underwave back at the Digital Studio, and we're here today with songs that you might be familiar with. Today we're going to be playing some songs that have either gone TikTok viral or had a viral moment online. Sorry, I'm kind of like out of breath because I just climbed like two flights of stairs. Actually, not two, but like, yeah, around two or three flights of stairs. So I'm kind of out of breath. But, whew. And it's also very hot in this room, so I think.
No, Ina just casually does workouts at random points in the day. She was running late because she was hitting the gym too hard.
I just like drop down and start doing push-ups whenever I get bored.
Oh, she's so dedicated.
Yeah.
We should all try to be a little bit more Ina.
Anyway.
That's the message for today.
Right. But yeah, honestly, I have been wanting to actually work out because I haven't, I feel like I haven't worked out in
You want to air this out to whoever's listening?
Yeah, to whoever's listening, I feel like at this point of the semester, things are getting a pretty intense academic wise. So I hope whoever's listening, you're having an okay time, getting through the semester like we all are. And hopefully you're making time for yourself to do some self-care and your hobbies and everything that a person should be doing to take care of themselves.
Yeah, you should pause your day and chill out to our show for an
hour. Exactly.
Or turn on music you like.
Yes. So anyways, today we'll be playing some songs that have either gone viral online, like on TikTok or Instagram Reels, or artists who have had a viral moment or viral song. And it will also be playing some songs of the same artists who have not been as viral or are maybe not as well known. So yeah, that's the playlist we have for today. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. But before we get started into our playlist, as always, we'll start with a PSA. And then after the PSA, we'll get started with the actual music.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy turp.
So you heard them. Get tested. Practice safe sex.
Yeah.
Thank you, PSA, for reminding us.
Thank you.
Okay. So first up, we have Yule, who I've played a couple times, but you know, their stuff is just so good. So first we have Anthems for a 17-Year-Old, which got really big on I Saw the TV Glow. And it was kind of everywhere, really, on TikTok, social media. And it's a nice song, but Yule has a lot of other music that's maybe less poppy. They've tried out a lot of different genres. The one I'm playing right after Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl is Echo, which is a little more maybe like rocky, grungy. Wait. Well, the album is a little more rocky, grungy, but the song itself, Echo, definitely leans pop. But, hopefully you give them a listen after this because they have a lot of good stuff.
Makeup on and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? She's living, breathing, unreal being. Who lives inside my head?
Was Yule. Hope you guys enjoyed. Coming up next, we have Mia, or MIA. So I think people may recognize her name from her more viral moments, maybe earlier in the 2020s. It's kind of all blurring together in my head, but she got really big for Bad Girls and Airplanes, I think it's called. But her music is very explicitly political, and I think that's like a very something that stands out about MIA slash Mia is that there is no subtlety. She's very loud and outspoken about who she is, what she believes in, what she's about. Her music kind of explores all types of genres and influences. It samples or remixes a lot of different songs. There's some industrial, there's some kind of like reggae. There's a lot of also like Indian or Arab musical influences. Very diverse sounds that she explores, so you should definitely check her out. So first we have Bad Girls by Mia, which is kind of about fighting against patriarchy, particularly I think oppression of women in Saudi Arabia. And then next is Double Bubble Trouble, which is similar themes of fighting back against oppression or marginalization.
Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young.
When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain hits my chest. When I'm banging on the radio, yeah, back it, back it. Yeah, pull up to the bumper game with the signal. Cover me, cause I'm changing how to handle on it. My life, but I'm broke it. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you saying it. When I'm banging on the radio, chain hits my chest. When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain hits my chest.
When I'm banging,
get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going on to bitch, I'll see for a million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind, cause it's legal just to kill. Shift gear, automatic, damned if I do. Who is gonna stop me when I'm coming through? What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back, get down.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you for those beautiful first set of songs. For our next song, we have a song from Hwasa, who is a Korean celebrity singer. She had debuted in a girl group called Mamamoo, and now she is currently active as a solo artist. This song is called Good Goodbye, and it is one of her more recently released solo songs, and it's about breaking up. She usually writes her songs based off her own personal experiences, so this song was written after she had ended a long-term relationship with her significant other. And this song went viral after the music video released, and especially after one of the acting awards ceremonies in South Korea, where the actor that she filmed the music video with, the two of them recreated a scene from the music video on stage in front of a live audience on live television. And that moment especially went viral in South Korea. So a lot of people know this song as a very romantic song. And then after that is another one of Hwasa's solo songs called Star. And this one was released a couple months before Good Goodbye. And this one is a more calm, quieter songs. It starts off with just her voice and an acoustic guitar, and progressively over the course of the song it swells into a full orchestra, which I find really beautiful. So yeah, these are two songs by Hwasa. One is more upbeat and bittersweet, it's called Good Goodbye, and the other one is a much more prettier and more solemn song called Star.
시간이 갈수록 더 밝아지는 표정 혼자 있는 시간도 편하게 느껴져 하나씩 되돌려 널 만나기 전 그대로 미뤄왔던 날 생각하기로 해 전에 비우고 이제는 적도 없어 그래 요즘 참 좋은데 난 안 괴로워 견딜 만큼은 외로워 되려 지금 다 잘 지내고 있어도 worry about me 화려한 도시 많은 사람들 사이에 내가 너무 빛나 근데 왜 하늘엔 별 하나도 없니 원하는 게 쌓여 마치 무인도에 버려진 것처럼 네 흔적 미안하더라도 작은 불빛이 필요해 난 길을 잃었어 그래 너란 바다에 행복한 척 날 가리지만 아직은 초라해 차가운 공기 숨만 채우네 의미 없이 고여있던 너의 기도도 오래전에 비우고 이제는 적도 없어 그래 요즘 참 좋은데 난 안 괴로워 견딜 만큼은 외로워 되려 지금 다 잘 지내고 있어도 worry about me 화려한 도시 많은 사람들 사이에 내가 너무
Okay, I forgot to talk, but right now he's playing Sarah Kinsley, also very orchestral and beautiful. First is The King, and then next is going to be on her newest EP, Lonely Touch, but yeah, give it a listen.
Dancing lonely touch. So ironic, I feel enough to know what is coming. Lonely sun, somehow still running. It's so in love, you could vomit.
Yes, and for our next two songs, we have two songs by a South Korean indie band called Wave to Earth. The first song is called Love, and it's a very, very popular song. Went viral multiple times on different social media platforms. It went on different trends, and I feel like it resurfaces every now and then because it's a very good song. It's a nice and lovely song that people like to use. And after that, we have Surf by Wave to Earth. And I think compared to Love, it's a lot more bandy. Well, of course, both of them are band songs. But if Love is like a more slower romantic feeling, Surf has definitely got a groove to it. It's got a little bit of tempo, it's got a little bit of groove. And actually, Surf is the first Wave to Earth song that I've ever listened to. So I feel like this song, I really enjoyed it when I first found it, and that was even before I knew what Wave to Earth was. But yeah, I would highly, like, personally, this is my personal recommendation. Like, I recommend Surf to many, many people. But yeah, this is Love and Surf by Wave to Earth.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Wave to Earth, Love, and Surf. And now we have Vondi, it is a Japanese band. First up, we have Odoriko, which is a popular song that has been covered by a lot of other artists. And then after that, we have Vondi's lesser-known song called Hero. But yeah, those are the two songs by Vondi.
Thank you.
So that was Hero by Vondi, and Vondi and
So that was Odoriko and Hero by Vondi.
Yay! So next we have two songs coming up by Jelani Aria, who I have played before, I'm pretty sure, on this show, but this might have been like a while ago. First is Stella Brown, which is, I think, one of his first songs that got really big. I'm not sure, but it got big kind of over COVID, and Jelani Aria was like my high school, like early high school obsession. I loved his stuff. And like going back and listening to it just like brought me right back. I'm going to go home and listen to like all of his new songs. But I think he recently came out with either an album or an EP. And one of the songs on that is I'm in Love. And I think it's been doing the rounds on the internet a little bit, but it's like a little newer, little like less listened to, like fewer streams. But both Stella Brown, which is the more popular song, and then I'm in Love of great vibes. Sorry, I'm having like trouble articulating myself, but great vibes, just like very poppy, cutesy. Yeah, great thing to listen to, great thing to end our show with. So we have Stella Brown coming up.
Stella Brown, I don't know what to talk about. I tend to play it.